I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
Previously on AFTN.
And they do have some guys to replace. Like, did they really replace Garza?
No.
They have a young guy, don't they?
Oh, Brick Shea.
Brick. Who gave an interesting interview with The Athletic this week, I believe. I haven't read it because I can't get access to it. But from the quotes that were put out, criticised Robbo for not really wanting to play football. It's like, it's not my fault that we didn't want to play football. Otherwise, I would have scored those open goals.
But he played at Stoke for years. He hasn't been playing football for ages.
He wasn't able to do it on a Tuesday night in wet Stoke.
Yeah, he wasn't able to do it any day in Stoke.
No. Hi, hi, campers, and welcome to another episode of There's Still Time, the AFTN Soccer Show, broadcasting on CITR Radio 101.9 FM from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of beautiful British Columbia. I am Michael McCall.
I'm Steve Pender.
And it's just a pair of us this week.
Yep.
Zach wanted to come in. I said, no, you're not coming in. He threw his hands up and said, I am coming in. We had a little bit of to and fro.
Yeah.
But unlike Sari, I got my way.
Yeah.
And Zach stayed at home.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't his fault. It was...
No, a bit of car trouble.
Yeah. You had car trouble.
I've got car trouble as well. You had to pick me up. So things come in threes. So let's hope we get home in one piece with your car. Yeah, I had a bizarre message flash up on my thing saying engine malfunction. That's always something to kind of put the willies up here. So... yep, my car will be going into the garage tomorrow, so get those donations coming in for the AFTN Extra podcast. We might need to have a car repair or two. But we've got a packed show coming up for you. We didn't want to miss out this week. A lot coming up for you, in fact, this week. We're going to bring you a lot of Whitecaps, MLS and Canadian Premier League chat. Also got a couple of really good interviews that we did yesterday with Mark DeSantos and Freddie Montero. Looking forward to the season to come. And it's 1 week to go. Can you believe it? Less than a week to go now, Steve, until the new MLS season kicks off. How would you describe your level of excitement if you were to express it as a fruit?
I would say... I'm going to say a banana, only because it's not spectacular. You don't want to give your hopes up a little bit. You're not sure what you're going to get, but you know it's going to be something.
And a lot of people could maybe slip up along the way
exactly,
as well.
Yeah.
I was thinking dragon fruit. Because like the White Caps, nobody really knows what it is. It looks exotic and exciting, but who can tell? There's a lot of unanswered questions about the White Caps as we head into the 2019 MLS season. Pre-season games are now done and dusted. Last of those came Saturday night, down in LA, 1-0 loss to LAFC. There was no stream. From highlights and sort of tweets that we saw, and from what MDS said post-game, it seemed that the first half was a bit of a struggle. They kind of settled down a little bit to get things going in the second half, but went down to a 1-0 loss, meaning a winless pre-season. Carlos Vela scored with his right foot, making PC not look too great in the process, although...
No, he just came on.
Yeah, and in fairness to PC, he'd been on the pitch just for minutes after Brett Levi's got injured, had to go off. Levi's, we don't know yet what exactly... At first they thought it was possibly a hamstring strain, then they were talking about maybe a muscular problem. So we don't know whether it's a long-term thing, whether it's a short-term thing, if he's even going to be out at all. Maybe it's just a one-game thing, but... A little bit worrying.
It is concerning because
yeah.
of his injury history, but and the fact that he was never able to finish games, and this was really a bad thing where he couldn't even finish the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, and things were looking up for Brett. I mean, things did look a lot better for him. So we wish him well. We hope it's not a bad injury. PC came on without being warmed up, just was thrown right in the action and was kind of turned a little bit inside out by Vela. So can't maybe read... too much into that. Hearing lots of weird music there. Bizarre things happening.
Yeah. Oh, we might have some technical issues.
Oh. On our side, or... Hopefully people are listening to this then.
I'm getting just music on the from the site.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
So this might not even be going out on air.
I don't know.
Hmm. Well, if you're listening to us, tweet in, let us know.
Or it's on a massive delay.
Oh, yeah, it could be a very, very massive delay then, because we could be at 8 minutes.
We're at 6, yeah.
Oh, anyway, we'll keep going.
I'll keep checking.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just see what's happening. Anyway, so Levi's...
Zach's saying he can hear us.
Okay, well, that's
but
the main
thing. It's not recording online. Maybe it's not online or something. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe it's just on the live radio. We'll find out soon enough, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, Levi's went off with a possible injury. Afterwards, MDS has kind of hinted that he's not maybe overly happy at just having those two players as the left-back options. And if Levi's is out, definitely not happy just having the one player. So we... have to assume there's maybe a new left back coming somewhere along the way.
But is that left back going to come now or later on? Because it seemed like he was set.
I think the search might be on now.
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, it did seem like he was going to be set. So we'll have to wait and see on that anyway. We threw a question out on Twitter. If you could ask Mark DeSantos just one question heading into next week's season opener, what would it be? CTV Ryan McLeod and Talasker both raised concerns about that left-back position. So it has felt that is possibly the weakest link from the Whitecaps depth chart, if you look at it right now.
Yeah. It was kind of the weakest part going, even with Levi's fully healthy, in a way. I think it's gotten weaker because of the fact that PC's not a natural left-back. He's a left-back in what? DeSantos wants as a left back, an attacking one, but he's not a natural one. So, and we saw, you know, obviously Vela was, he gave up the goal to Vela, but the rest of the game, it wasn't too bad, it seems like, because they didn't let a goal after that. So it's a thing where he just wasn't ready to come on when he came on, and it got away from him.
Possibly. But 5 preseason matches, 2 draws, 3 defeats, 2 goals for, 6 goals against. I think it's pretty fair to say that preseason wasn't ideal. How much stock we can put into any of those games, considering the late arrival of key players, the fact there was a bunch of development guys in Hawaii, stuff like that, I don't know. I I don't think we can read too much into what happened at all.
It's hard to say because like, there have been times when they played really well in the preseason and then it ends up being shambles during the season. So
yeah, that's
It's hard to tell. It could be that it's just going to be a work in progress and they just haven't got that final touch. Chemistry, like we said before, is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
The worst thing case scenario for me is that if they're not able to get results, if they're not able to get goals, does that hurt the confidence of the team and they keep second-guessing themselves as the season goes on?
Yeah, we're, over the next little bit, we're going to look at the lack of goals. We're going to look at the fact they have worked a lot on the defensive side of things. And Marty Santos is very honest and says that the offensive game is not where he wants it to be, partly due to those late arrivals. There's probably not too many people that are really, really happy with how the preseason has gone. How has it prepared us for the start of the season? Well, we got a chance to ask Mark DeSantos a few of those things and a lot more besides in a chat that I had with him on Saturday night. We're going to bring you that interview in two parts. Part one coming up now, and then part two we'll bring you in part three of tonight's show. Just discussing just how preseason has gone and how the team is looking as we run up to first kick. So here's Mark DeSantos. I guess just to start, that's the preseason match is over. How are you feeling about the team now going into first kick next weekend?
Look, do I feel that we needed a little bit maybe more time in our preparation and in preseason? Yes, I do, of course, because we had a lot of players just arriving in the last week of preseason, like Kimiri, Inbom, Ardaiz, Godoy arrived limit right now, and Freddy just arrived Thursday night. He trained Friday and he got 45 minutes today. So do I feel that maybe another week would be ideal? Yes, but at the end of the day, I think that we have to go. We understand that there was a big change in the roster, and we're excited to get started right now.
You talked about this a little bit before you headed off to LA about you were kind of surprised that the group had bought into the system and bought into the process so quickly. From what you've seen so far, has it kind of exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, I'm very happy with that. We played the three very difficult exhibition games, you know, playing the LA Galaxy at StubHub, playing LAFC at Bank of California, playing a club like Tijuana. We tied 0-0 with the Galaxy. We tied 1-1 with Tijuana. We lost 1-0 today against LAFC. So we were very close in every single game. We were able to connect the guys together. We were able to start pretty much the process with the roster that would be the closest one to the MLS. So am I pleased with everything that's been done? Yes, of course that I'm a competitor and I want to win all the time, but I like to go back and be realistic and see, okay, where we're at today.